Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Kempire is brought to you by...
We have officially kicked off our Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era live experience tour. Philly, you were fantastic. We talked about so much during that show, from hot topics to Real Housewives. We covered everything. I need a 3-hour a show. Unfortunately, they won't give it to us, but it's okay. It's okay. We can end up talking about all of these hot topics during the meet and greets as well. I'm coming to Atlanta on August 5th, then DC on August 22nd, then back in New York City on September 12th. So excited to meet and greet with you guys. All of the shows have meet and greets available, but the New York City show has a live stream option. So if you are around the country or around the world, you have an opportunity to experience the Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era for yourself. Head on over to the description of this podcast episode for details on how you can get tickets for when we come to Atlanta, DC, or our New York City show. I'll see you guys all in a couple of weeks. Yeah, see you guys soon.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
Let's talk about the Nicki Minaj and SZA beef, but not the way that you think. I will unpack what exactly happened yesterday, but this is not the first time that Nicki Minaj has gone on a rant on social media when it comes to the industry. It was just last week, and a lot of you were asking me if I was going to report or talk about it, and I said no, because I said, wait, it will be someone else just days later. So we're going to unpack the Nicki Minaj beef with SZA. We're also going to talk about her ongoing beef with the industry, Jay-Z, and even Beyonce. So as I said to you before, a lot of you have been asking me to talk about this beef that Nicki Minaj has had with Jay-Z in the last couple of weeks, and then even making a slick comment that people speculated had to do with Beyonce. Then yesterday, play by play, we saw a beef between Nicki Minaj and SZA. Yeah, SZA. So I wanted to talk about that particular beef, but I also wanted to really say, Nicki Minaj, you are the queen of rap. You are an icon. You have set a new standard when it comes to hip hop, not even just female hip hop, hip hop. And also the music industry. I just wish you that you would just sit in your greatness and let the numbers and your success speak for itself. Every time you have these sort of rants on social media, everybody, it causes this uproar where it doesn't need to be. You are on a level that you should not even have to talk about these things or address these things. And if you have some sort of beef with Jay-Z, because that was how this all reignited, a Nicki Minaj in the headlines again, was because she was retweeting and posting these things, talking about Roc Nation, talking about Jay-Z, talking about how Jay-Z might owe her millions of dollars. And then there was a slick comment where she was talking about it wasn't a mechanical bull, which people associated with Beyonce. I could show you all the tweets, but this is the whole reason why I didn't do a video talking about this last week, because I was like, what are we talking about? Either say what you mean and stop with the all this. I feel like there's so much smoke and mirrors in regards to what she's saying without her clearly saying what she needs to say. And if Jay-Z owes you money, sue him. There are legal ways of handling this instead of going on the internet and ranting and raving about Jay-Z. No one's sitting here thinking that Jay-Z is perfect. There are people saying, well, there are means for you to handle business. But then there were people saying that Jay-Z does not owe you millions. So there was a lot of confusion in regards to some of the things that Nicki Minaj was saying on social media and whether they were true and whether she was associating Roc Nation with Live Nation. I'm not going to, so Barbs, I'm not going to get into any arguments with you guys on whether or not Jay-Z owes Nicki Minaj money. If Jay-Z owes you money, Nicki, there are ways of handling that. Legal ways. You have attorneys, you have a team. But then yesterday, and I already know, people are going to say, well, SZA's former manager, this is where all stems are. SZA's former manager has been taking shots at Nicki for years, blah, 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 blah. SZA should not be jumping in this. Let me unpack for you. And I'm not going to even show you all the tweets because you could just go to Nicki Minaj's account. I'm just going to, for our people of a particular age, meaning me and everyone older, so you have an understanding, because some of you rely on me, and I've learned this. So I'm doing this for our community to have an understanding. What exactly is she mad about? And even after I explain it to you, you probably still be like, No, I'm still not sure, Kempire. But I'm going to unpack it. But for me, the bigger message here is beyond Nicki's rant on social media. But we'll get to it. So shout out to X, because I can always rely on them to break this down for me. I'm utilizing this young lady, Bambi Dell, on X. Because you know what we do here. We never will claim anything as our own unless it is our own. We cite our sources here. She puts it nicely together for us to understand. So this is the summary of the beef between Nicki Minaj and SZA that played out on social media yesterday. And I have a response to some of you. I'm going to just put Barbs in quotes, because some of y'all might be too grown to be calling yourself a Barb. So they started this way. They said, first, SZA shaded Nicki after she posted this about TDE Punch. It had nothing to do with SZA at all, according to Barbs. So this was a tweet that Nicki posted with Punch, TDE, former manager of SZA, where Nicki says, me after I suck some good Z, guarantee you wouldn't fight a man. We have energy tweet of your incessant bullying, lying, and more. Your name was added to that ish list, itty drawers. Same thing that make you laugh, make you ish. She's referring to a Black Barbie tweet that TDE Punch had posted, okay? So then SZA went for a show and made a tweet that claimed that she wasn't referring to Nicki Minaj. In this tweet, this is why it's so confusing, SZA says, Mercury retrograde, don't take the bait, laughing out loud, silly goose. So she doesn't at Nicki Minaj at all. And then everyone's like, well, Mercury is not in retrograde. For us astro girlies and boys, there is a shadow period before Mercury retrograde and after Mercury retrograde. We are literally in the shadow period. So that's a couple of days before and a couple of days, actually a few days before and a few days after. Mercury retrograde begins tomorrow, but you probably already started feeling it, especially you Virgos. Just saying, Mercury is your ruling planet. See, you get everything here on this platform. SZA posted that, but she didn't tag Nicki Minaj, okay? Nicki, according to Bambi Dell, says, got angry and quoted her, saying SZA looks and sounds like she, quote, got stung by a bee and calls her a unalive dog. Nicki literally says, go draw your freckles back on, bookie. Hashtag justice for Demaree. Hashtag deposition Perez. That's a whole Roc Nation rant that she went on last week. Because there's a whole situation with Roc Nation and she's CEO, the head of Roc Nation over there. Then Nicki says, liar, liar, pants on fire, sounding like an effing unalive dog. I'm changing the words, okay? All right. And then, of course, the Barbs are going in on SZA not being able to sing live. And SZA has gotten so much better when it comes to being a live performer. She's selling out shows with Kendrick Lamar on this stadium tour. SZA has come a long way. She's only on her second album, and she's doing very well for herself. I won't sit here and pretend, though, that there aren't videos about SZA being a consistent liar.
Yup.
We're being fair here. There are no barbs and whatever the SZA fans are called. I won't sit here and pretend like there aren't viral videos that people piece together all the lies that SZA has said over the years. They're out there, y'all. Okay? So then, SZA replies to Nicki Minaj, erasioed the queen of rap, and Nicki Minaj even got angrier. Nicki, of course, had that tweet where she posted, and SZA responded to that tweet and says, "I don't give an F about none of that weird ish you poppin'." That was the first tweet I saw yesterday. And I was like, what's going on right now? Is this real? Then the Barbs tweeted at SZA, of course, says that she should go for a solo instead of a joint tour. SZA quoted them with evidence of her solo tour because she was on a solo tour for the SOS project. Y'all can't sit here and deny that her last album, her latest album, did extremely well. It won Grammys as well. Okay. So SZA, in reply to, I'm assuming, a Barb that said, "Girl, you on a joint tour, do that ish solo. I want to see something." So SZA reposts a stat. She says, "What the F you want to see? Let me know." And the stat says, SZA's SOS tour has grossed 100 million. SZA joins Tina Turner, Beyonce, and Rihanna as the only Black women to achieve the milestone with a tour. However, in all fairness, I will also say Nicki Minaj's last tour did extremely well, and she set all kinds of records as well. Nicki Minaj has set a lot of records within the music industry, not just in hip-hop. Then SZA says this, and this is the next tweet that I saw from SZA. She says, "Laughing my A off, let me go back to being calm, shy, and meek. Y'all have a blessed night. See you tomorrow for night two, Paris." She's on the stadium tour with Kendrick Lamar. Some people were associating when she said being calm, shy, and meek was a reference to Meek Mill. Guys, let me hold your hand when I say this. There were words like demure and meek that existed before people made them viral moments.
It's almost hurtful to me to watch her be so dumb.
This is why we have to encourage our children to read. I don't believe that she was referencing Meek Mill in that tweet. Just when I thought that it was over, it wasn't. The Kempire After Dark live experience, the Villain Era, is coming to Atlanta next. Shout out to Philly. We had a fantastic time in Philly. We covered everything from Diddy to Tyler Perry to Real Housewives of Atlanta and Real Housewives of Miami. We even talked about Trump and the Epstein files. You just never know what's going to come up during our night of hot topics. You spilling tea, me spilling tea, and we had such a fantastic time the last time I came to Atlanta. Let's continue that fun. And then we're coming to DC. We always have a good time in DC, but this is the first time I'm coming to DC for the summer. So you know it's about to be lit. Make sure you get your tickets for that show. But then, of course, we're going to end our summer tour with the Kempire After Dark live experience here in New York City at the Green Room 42, September 12th. That should be a special show. All the shows have meet and greets available, but the New York City show, there's a live stream option. So if you're watching this from across the country or around the world, you can watch it and have that video for a week. But don't wait until after the show. You won't be able to get the live stream ticket then. Get your tickets today. More information on the Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era live experience will be coming to a city near you. Get your tickets today in the description. According to Bambi Dell, she says that Nicki Minaj quoted SZA's tweet following their back and forth and calls her ugly, chubby, and skinny after SZA said that she wants to go back to being calm, shy, and meek, and to go offline, prepare for her show in Paris, which we already went through. So Nicki says, "B word, damn near broke that man back and leg. B word, fat, chubby, and skinny at the same damn time." Then she put a bunch of laughing emojis. Then she says, "B word, where are those 30 million streams that disappeared on Spotify like your faux freckles?" Then people brought up video where SZA talked about getting freckles in high school, and some people didn't understand that freckles, you can develop freckles or even get more freckles in different parts of your body as you get older. I don't think people realize that, but fine. She says, botting tweets when you are arguing is just as weird as SZA. Then she says, B-word looking and sounding like she got stung by an effing bee, dot, 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 draws on my fake freckles. Hashtag justice for Demery. This is all Nicki Minaj's tweets yesterday after SZA said that she was going to get off of a line. So in response to some more tweets, SZA reposted a tweet that said, you really don't want to start this, girl. If you were crying before, you're really going to cry now when the barbs get at you. SZA retweets this and says, I get bullied by millions online every day, then step my ass out on a packed stadium tour where people show me real love in real life. My parents are healthy and I'm the most successful ever been. Get some effing perspective and bark at the wall. Another person responds to her and said, girl, you on a joint tour, do that ish solo. I want to see something, which we talked about already. Then Nicki tweets this saying, B-word used to be on Twitter dissing Rihanna, C, etc. But then when it was time to suck Zeke, I get opportunities from them. She drew them freckles on and I got to sucking right, allegedly. Like, B-word, stop being jealous of women who you secretly would unalive to be up their a-holes. These men put batteries in y'all backs and y'all stupid enough to still keep it going, not peeping that it's not going to end well for them or you. Buzz off, Bumbleina.
That is funny.
But then, of course, it did not stop between the Barbs and the SZA fans. I don't know what the SZA fans are called, but the SZA fans then went on their own little rants where they said, if I was SZA, I would just post this and log knowing Nicki would spiral a week over it. And they posted a picture of SZA with her Grammy. Because as you know, Nicki Minaj has not received a Grammy, but she did reveal that they offered her to join the Recording Academy, which she declined. Another person posted another tweet with SZA with another Grammy saying, OMG, is she really still going? All that yapping, but she knows she can't call SZA a flop. Stay in your place, granny, and go feed your son. Another person, the same person actually, says, I know someone with an S-offender husband, S-offender brother, and no albums or songs in the Billboard 200 isn't trying to shade SZA. Another person says, this B-word beef with anybody, like, what the F you beefing with SZA for? Another person in defense of Nicki says, SZA inserted herself into something that had nothing to do with her. But we have to also keep in mind that tweet that SZA posted, we don't know if it had anything to do with Nicki Minaj. We are assuming it had something to do with Nicki Minaj. Another person says, get SZA's fake body back to the doctor when we finish her, they say. Okay, I wanted to say this. The only reason why I'm even going through these tweets is because I want to say this about the situation with Nicki Minaj. As I said to you before, the reason why I didn't talk about this the last couple of weeks was because I said, oh, we're at that particular point again with Nicki Minaj on a social media rant. I love it when Nicki Minaj is quiet and sitting in her greatness and just reposting the stats and just showing like, oh, I broke this record today. I liked when Nicki Minaj was on tour, breaking records, putting out her music. I don't like when Nicki Minaj is on social media fighting with bloggers, fighting with fans on social media, or fighting with her fellow celebrities. I don't like it. I don't see the point in it. Again, it takes away from the legendariness, the iconicness of Nicki Minaj. And this happens every year, it feels like. Just when I feel like, okay, we're back on this ride of Nicki Minaj is focusing on the music. She's great. She's breaking records. She's releasing good music. Fine. But then she takes away from her own legacy every time she does this. And I get it. I know people be like, oh, now you're a part of the Nicki hate train. No, 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 no. I like Nicki music. I like when Nicki is putting out music. I like her flow. I've always liked her flow. I always liked a lot of her music. What I don't like is that she continues to come off her throne and fight battles with people that are not fighting with her. And you notice the people that are also great do not respond to her. Jay-Z has not responded to her. And I know there will be some parts like, yes, he does. He just does it subliminally. He probably does. But again, if there is an issue, if he owes you money, sue him and get your money. If there's any legitimate cause. Why are we fighting now with Beyonce? Beyonce's over here on a stadium tour as well. But now it's turned on SZA. These tweets, we won't 10 years from now look back at these tweets and be like, oh, that was an iconic fight. It won't be the same that when we look at the Rihanna and Ciara fight.
Hell no.
Because they were in their 20s when they did that. You are a full-grown woman, but also an icon. So a lot of times when I see Nicki Minaj come off her throne and start acting this way on social media, I'm just like, you're taking away from your legacy. But at the end of the day, I'm not saying that you can't do that. You could do that. But please understand, the people that used to ride for you and the people that actually love the music are completely turned off by this type of behavior. And I know you have the barbs that will always uplift you and say, you're fantastic, you're amazing. But the people that really, truly are level-headed and appreciate your music are now turned off because of some of the problematic things. Because mind you, I just read you the tweets. She also went on one of the station radio's things and went on a rant about this. And please understand, before we start saying like, oh, you're a Cardi lover, I say the same thing about Cardi. Cardi has set new records as well. And when I hear her on Spaces on Twitter, I'm like, get off of Space. Like, you have set all kinds of records. You are doing amazing. You have built, you have achieved the dream that so many up and coming rappers and just artists and entertainers want to achieve. But you are sitting on the internet being bothered by strangers. No. Stop it, both of you. I'm tired of this ongoing beef amongst Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. I'm tired of whatever is happening between Nicki Minaj and the ghost that is Jay-Z. I'm tired of it. So that's the only reason why I just said, oh, you know what? I have a lot to say when it comes to what is happening with Nicki Minaj. And it has nothing necessarily to do with the beef she had yesterday with SZA. Mercury is in retrograde, which means technology won't be working. Communication will be a challenge. There is a shadow period before a Mercury retrograde and an after. So that means you will already start seeing this miscommunication. You will start seeing things not working. So advice to everyone, double check everything. Make sure you got your keys. Make sure you got your ID. Make sure you have everything that you've been needing to take with you. If there's a contract negotiation coming up, don't do it yet. Wait a couple more weeks. Mercury retrograde should be over on August 11th, but remember, there's still a shadow period after that. You're welcome, Nikki. Guys, as always, I hope I was able to, on some level, because even reading through it, I'm like, I'm still understanding. Why are we mad? Who are we mad at? Please just go enjoy the life that you created for yourself. Just go and enjoy it. Because at the end of the day, this is a reminder to all of us that money and success and fame will not equate to happiness, especially if you do not have it at home. Because please understand, if somebody is happy at home with love and friends and all this stuff at home, there ain't nothing on the outside world or in this industry that's going to change the happiness that I have within myself and at home. Just saying. I know that. I hope that you guys know that. Guys, let's continue this conversation in the comment section. And please understand, if you come at me crazy, you will get blocked. I probably won't see it because you know what I'm going to go do? I'm going to enjoy my best life. I'm going to go on a walk after I put this out. I'm going to go enjoy my best life. I'm going to go skipping down these New York City streets. I wish the same for Nicki Minaj. And for those of you watching, I might take my foot out my sneaker and touch some grass. Hear me loud and clear. Shout out to those that will be here for the live, but shout out to those of you that will be listening to this on the podcast, or those of you that will be watching the replay of this. Don't forget to like the video. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. I just posted a video maybe a couple of hours ago talking about this Nicki Minaj story that played out yesterday on social media, a battle between Nicki Minaj and the entire world, but more specifically, a battle between Nicki Minaj and SZA. Both the Barbs and the SZA fans are still battling it out on social media. As I said to you before, I really was not going to even talk about it just because I was just like, another day, another beef. I can't cover every single beef. But I felt like there was a bigger message. And since I did that video a couple of hours ago, there's been more that's come out. So, you know, I try to be fair. And this more information is someone in the industry coming to Nicki Minaj's defense. So we'll get to that in just a second. I did want to, first of all, ask you guys where you're watching from. Be sure to let me know where you're watching from. I have a couple of updates in regards to the video that I posted earlier in regards to this Nicki Minaj and SZA beef. If you missed it because the algorithm did not show you that I posted this video, I will tag it in the description for the replay crew. But those of you that are here, you can go over to that video and give it a like and give it a comment. Some of you are vacationing in Mexico, Charlotte, Chicago, Seattle. What's going on? Atlanta's in the building. Reminder, don't forget the Kempire After Dark live show is coming to Atlanta on August 5th. Then I'll be in D.C. on August 22nd. Then New York City on September 12th. It's a night of hot topics, so I will talk about hot topics like this one or other things, depending on what's happening that particular week. Ticket information is available in the description. There is a live stream option available exclusively for the New York City show. Okay, so be sure to get your tickets. Don't wait until the day of or the day after because tickets for the live stream for the New York City show will not be available. You'll be able to keep that ticket for at least a week. So be sure to check that out. Maryland's in the building. Hope you're coming to my DC show on August 22nd. All right. All right. So if you watched the video that I posted, okay, before we get to that, I just posted a short video talking about another update related to the Diddy trial. It has nothing necessarily to do with Diddy, or maybe it does, because Maureen Comey, you know, the lead prosecutor in that case, has reportedly been fired from the Southern District of New York. So I have a couple of thoughts before we get into this Nicki Minaj story in regards to that, because some people speculate that she got fired because she lost this case against Diddy. Okay, a lot of people say, well, she didn't lose. He was still convicted on two charges, you know, the transportation for S workers. Okay. However, some might say, some other lawyers, some defense lawyers, some prosecutors would say it is a loss because she and their team were not able to get Diddy convicted on more serious charges like S trafficking and for racketeering, which he faced at least 15 years in prison, up to a life sentence in prison. As you know, Diddy's sentencing will happen on October 3rd. Despite them trying to have it moved up, they all eventually decided that October 3rd would be the best date to do it. Some people speculate that he won't serve another day in jail after the sentencing because the prosecution's only seeking 4 to 6 years for Diddy. However, the judge can decide to give him a lot longer. There's a minimum, well, not minimum, a maximum of 10 years for each charge. So that means a maximum of 20 years for Diddy. Okay. All right. So there was a report that came out today that Maureen Comey, who is the daughter of James Comey, who is the former FBI director. He also, you may recall, he had a big scuff up with Trump during his first administration, his first, you know, first term as president. So that was a very public battle between James Comey and Donald Trump. So some people speculate that might be the reason why Maureen Comey, his daughter, has been fired from the Southern District of New York. So Politico wrote this article earlier today saying that Maureen Comey, who prosecuted Jeffrey Epstein and his former FBI director, James Comey's daughter, was fired Wednesday from her job in the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office, according to two people familiar with the matter who were granted anonymity because they were not authorized to speak publicly. The reason for her firing is not immediately clear. She did not immediately respond to phone calls and an email seeking comment. Spokespeople for the Justice Department and the U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment. Comey, who has worked in the U.S. Attorney's Office for nearly a decade, prosecuted both Epstein and his associate, Ghislaine Maxwell. As you know, there's been a lot of news around the Epstein list. According to the Trump administration, there is no Epstein list. Okay. Someone in the chat, Kawana, says that Trump is petty. So honestly, that was the first thing that came to mind in regards to why Maureen Comey would have been fired. It has nothing to do with the Diddy of it all, because she, first of all, worked for the Southern District of New York for like almost a decade. And she did get some convictions in regards to some very high profile cases. And even with the Diddy, she still got a couple of convictions there. Maxwell, as you know, was convicted of S trafficking and sentenced to 20 years in prison. She's appealing her conviction. You may have heard about that, especially with the information coming out that there is no list. Some attorneys say that doesn't matter if there was a list or not. She still is accused of trafficking minors. So Comey's firing also comes as the Trump administration is reportedly investigating her father, who Trump has long reviled. The investigations apparently relate to James Comey's role in the probe of the links between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia, as well as a recent Instagram post by James Comey that Trump's allies saw as threatening to Trump. So that's important to know. And in recent months, Maureen Comey has been the target of renewed attacks by voices in Trump's right-wing base, including Laura Loomer, who called on Bondi to fire her in May. More recently, Loomer has been leading the MAGA base outcry over the Justice Department's decision not to release further Epstein-related documents, which, sidebar, a lot of the MAGA community is very upset with how the Trump administration has handled this whole Epstein update in regards to there being no list. My thing is, this is where you guys draw the line, but okay. Maureen's title at the U.S. Attorney's Office was Senior Trial Counsel. Most recently, she was a part of the team that prosecuted Sean Diddy Combs, which failed to win a conviction on the most serious charges. The firing is the latest episode to rock the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office, formerly known as the Southern District of New York. Formerly known? I didn't know that. Earlier this year, the acting U.S. attorney and several other prosecutors resigned in protest after the DOJ ordered the office to abandon the corruption prosecution of New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Remember, they brought charges against Mayor Eric Adams, who's now running independent in this mayoral election. He will not win. Zohra Mamdani will. On Wednesday evening, prosecutors in the office, still shaken by the tumult, rallied around Comey, with dozens of them banding together to escort her out of the office for the last time, according to a person familiar with the matter. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about Maureen Comey, who was the lead prosecutor in the Sean Diddy Combs trial. According to multiple reports, she has been let go from the Department of Justice. More than likely, it has to do with her being the daughter of James Comey, the ex-FBI director. The lawlessness continues. But the reason why you guys are here, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. I wanted to give you an update on this Nicki Minaj situation. And again, if you missed the first video, because I'm not going to go through everything that I discussed in that first video, but we were talking about Nicki Minaj coming for Jay-Z, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Beyonce, and SZA. Yesterday, SZA and Nicki Minaj had a back and forth on social media, which led to the Barbs chiming in, people throwing around their accolades and lack of accolades, blah, 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 blah. So a lot of that played out yesterday. I gave you a full update on that earlier today in regards to what was said and what started it. After I did that video, I saw that the Breakfast Club got a statement from SZA's former manager, TDE's Punch. And this is what Lauren LaRosa got from Punch in regards to a statement. What may have triggered this issue between SZA and Punch and Nicki Minaj? So let's take a listen to what she had to say. Hold on.
Out to Punch from TDE, who I also talked about in the first hour, mm-hmm. who was at one point managing SZA. And I asked him, how did we get here? So he said, back in 2020, Nicki Minaj reached out for a SZA feature on a song. He responded and told Nicki Minaj that SZA was in album mode heavy and that he would get it over to her. And that was it. They never spoke.
That was back in 2020.
Again.
He said that they never spoke again after they reached out in regards to this SZA collaboration. This is almost 6 years ago.
Feature didn't happen, but he says he's lost after that as well. Like, so then I followed up and I said,
because remember, a lot of people, including the Barbs, will say that what sparked this was because SZA chimed in regards to what Nicki Minaj had to say when it came to Punch and what he said on social media. And when he talked about, what was it, Broken Barbie or something like that was the name of the song. So I guess Nicki Minaj assumed that he was shading and bullying her. However, he later came out and said, well, no, later that day came out and said, no, that is a song from one of their new artists.
Okay, so there was no further issue. Mm-hmm. Like, I still don't understand from that, how did we get here? And he says, I'm lost after that. And the song, he verified what I said, the song that he had been tweeting about, Broken Barbies, was a song by an artist that he is working with now, I Am Lyric. So
he's confused.
He's confused as well.
Did you ask Punch why he didn't post the song last night? That was the time to post.
So he did.
No,
I know you said that he posted it before and that's what made Nicki react, but in the...
So I reached...
So that is the update from the video that we did earlier. TDE's Punch, former manager of SZA, they recently stopped working together, but he had managed her for a very long time, came out and said that the last communication that he had with Nicki Minaj was about doing collaboration between Nicki and SZA back in 2020. Apparently SZA was in the middle of creating her album and she couldn't do it at that time. However, nothing transpired since then. So he's confused as well as to what the issue is between the two of them. Okay? So that, because as you also know, the beef between Nicki Minaj and SZA, that was yesterday. But last week, I think it was last week, the last couple of weeks, Nicki Minaj has been tweeting and talking about Jay-Z. And there was even a tweet that she had posted that people felt like she was subbing Beyonce. But again, not clear. However, there were multiple tweets talking about Roc Nation, Roc Nation CEO, and Jay-Z. So I thought it was interesting that Nessa, you know Nessa from Hot 97? Well, she's coming to Nicki Minaj's defense. But before we get into what she says, literally earlier today, like 6 hours ago, she had posted on her social. She says, literally on Monday, Katrina and I went on a tangent. Nicki Minaj is on a tangent about Nicki Minaj's greatness. Not the first time that we said this. Then as I was unboxing the stuff, the shoes popped up. Anyway, good episode here. So wait, hold on. Let me just play this.
Either way, Doja Cat and Dochi, and I will always say this, those are Nicki Minaj's sons. Like, that's all Nicki's playlist. Playbook. Every time I hear them, I'm like, oh my gosh, today I was listening to all Nicki today. I don't even know why. I just was.
Did I tell you what? I bought Nicki shoes?
No, you didn't.
I'll show you my receipt. Listen, again.
I'm a Barb, Nessa. I'm a Barb. I went to her show.
Point. Here's the thing.
Friday show, it was amazing.
Here's the thing. You know, Nicki's our generation, okay? Yeah. Just like when we look at J. Cole, Drake, Kendrick, that's just the vibes we've been on, right? So I don't know what it was. I think Nicki had posted something about her. She was in New York. It was raining. She had the shoes or whatever. And
going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely smoothly and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to AeroHit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
I don't know what it was, but I don't know. Something about her posting about her shoes, and it's not this over-the-top glam energy of like a big corporation. And I like it. And she was actually posting about that while she was in a studio, and she was making a joke. Well, hey, but you don't have a big budget, you know, to talk about, to promote something. And she was talking about her shoes. It was something about that that I just enjoyed. So I bought the shoes. I'm waiting on it.
So that was Nessa like 6 hours ago talking about a rant that she went on about how much she loves Nicki Minaj. If you watched the first video that I did earlier today, again, if you wanted to hear the full breakdown of the beef between Nicki Minaj, Jay-Z, and SZA, I talk about it in that separate video. I don't want to rehash it here. But I say all that to say, Nessa then, what, 4 hours ago, came to Nicki Minaj's defense again. She says this in a tweet. I'm going to read the tweet first, okay? Because she also attaches some, citing some information. So Nessa says this, at Nicki Minaj, exposing the smear campaign tactics that Jay-Z, Roc Nation, Desiree Perez did to her behind the scenes is very, she puts in caps, very similar to what I was told they did to Kaepernick. That's her husband, right? They're married now. I know they have a kid. They've been together for a very long time now. They did to Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick. You remember, if you know the full story, I'm not a sportsnista, but I know him taking a knee caused this huge stir. But remember, this was also around the time that Jay-Z was like, it's time for us to move on. He collaborated with the NFL. As you know, he and Roc Nation produced the halftime show. Okay. And a lot of people were like, how could you do that? You're selling out. We need to take a stand. So she says this, Nicki Minaj exposing the smear campaign tactics that Jay-Z, Roc Nation, Desiree Perez did to her behind the scenes. That Desiree Perez story about like how Desiree came from where she came from to where she is today. Oh, that is a deep dive we should get into at some particular point. She says, Nicki Minaj exposing the smear campaign tactics that Jay-Z, Roc Nation, and Desiree Perez did to her behind the scenes is very similar to what I was told they did to Colin Kaepernick. When Jay purposely co-opted Colin's protest by siding with the NFL to help, quote, their image after they blackballed Colin for his protest. I called them out years ago, and so many people were scared to say it publicly, but would tell me that they agreed with me privately, shaking my head. She says, Roc Nation apparently took $5 million a year over 5 years to bury the growing protests and specifically help them, quote, move beyond the controversy around teams' unwillingness to sign Kaepernick. Desiree even said, we love that everybody wants to be on the stage, that we've completely changed the conversation to fighting for it versus boycotting. We've come a long way. She got her pardon by Trump, as you know, if you saw any of the Nicki Minaj rants that was included, talking about Desiree Perez getting pardoned. She got her pardon by Trump. No coincidence, the NFL owners are his buddies and also donated millions to his campaign. I still don't watch that league or whoever is performing at whatever game they have playing. Hashtag still with Cap. Hashtag forever. I thought this was important to mention because if you watch my first video on this, I was saying I just wish Nicki Minaj would focus on her greatness and not get into all of this social media behavior. I still believe that, especially if she has an issue with Jay-Z, put it in a song. If you're owed millions of dollars, file a lawsuit. Just saying. Okay. All right. Let me get this person out of here because there we go. You were here and now you're gone. I love it. I love when we can do, when I can do that myself. Shout out to our moms, but I got to them before you did. It's okay. So she screenshots a couple of screenshots here, and it's from an ESPN article. Nessa, Colin Kaepernick's wife, says, according to sources, Kraft told Jay-Z the NFL isn't picking up on these social issues. We need your help. Kraft connected Jay-Z and Roc Nation to Goodell. Soon, sources told ESPN the league partnered with Roc Nation in a $25 million 5-year deal to reshape the Super Bowl halftime show, produce music tied to the season, amplify the league's social justice agenda, and perhaps, most importantly, move beyond the controversy around teams' unwillingness to sign Kaepernick. Okay? At an August 2019 news conference at the NFL headquarters announcing Roc Nation's partnership with the league, Jay-Z told reporters, with Goodell sitting nearby, I think we've moved past kneeling. I remember that. Who else remembers that? And a lot of people criticized Jay-Z back then. Top league executives and at least a few owners believe the alliance has worked. I mean, it clearly has worked. People still talk and watch the NFL now. Top league executives and at least a few owners believe the alliance has worked beyond the more than $250 million the league has raised to commit towards social justice causes. Executives believe that Roc Nation has raised the bar with Super Bowl halftime shows the past few years. The affiliation with Jay-Z has helped the NFL improve its image on race with fans, according to an executive outside the NFL with knowledge of the league's internal data. The partnership also gave Perez, the Roc Nation CEO, an open door to the league office. Perez has overcome a criminal past to build a reputation as one of the entertainment's most powerful executives. That's Desiree Perez, who you hear Nicki Minaj keep hashtagging. That's Desiree Perez, the CEO of Roc Nation. Perez has overcome a criminal past to build a reputation as one of entertainment's most powerful executives. In 1994, she had been arrested for conspiracy to distribute cocaine, later working as a DEA informant and serving 9 months in prison for a probation violation. She was among the dozens of convicted felons Trump pardoned a day before he left office. People were not happy with the show in Atlanta, Perez said. Afterward, the New York Times reported that New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft approached Jay-Z about Roc Nation getting involved. The message, Perez said, was, quote, we need experts to come in and curate and produce the halftime show, and it shouldn't be the NFL. The goal was to get the halftime show to be something that artists are excited to perform at. How do we make this about the music and the moment and not about everything else that's going on around it? We love that everybody wants to be on the stage, and we've completely changed the conversation to fighting for it versus boycotting. We've come a long way. The halftime performer typically conceptualizes the look and feel of the production, what viewers will see, blah, blah, blah. So we won't go through this. This was from an article where Desiree Perez said that in a quote. So Nessa, who's married to Colin Kaepernick, said this a few hours ago, and I thought it was important for us to at least give you another follow-up in regards to the first video that we did in regards to. So Nessa is calling out Roc Nation, Desiree Perez, and Jay-Z, and coming to Nicki Minaj's defense, because Nicki Minaj has been calling out Jay-Z. But a lot of people have said, they've downplayed some of what Nicki has said. But as I've said in the last video, I still feel like the way that Nicki Minaj goes about it on social media, okay, is not the best way to do it. And it's also not very clear or coherent when she does it. Okay. So I thought it was interesting that Nessa came out and said this, but this is not the first time that Nessa has said this before. This is not the first time that people have called out Jay-Z and his partnership with the NFL. It does feel like, though, over the last couple of years, that has really simmered in regards to the whole Colin Kaepernick of it all. Okay. She's a Sag, Kempire. You know how they do. And I say this as a Sag moon. Let me see what you guys. Okay, feel free now, everyone, to share your thoughts, but also your questions for things that you want me to weigh in on. I just want to give you a follow up. In all fairness, because again, if you checked my last video, I was sharing with you, I don't want to see Nicki Minaj crashing out on social media over these people when she is great. However, when I saw that Nessa came out to her defense, I was like, well, we need to talk about this. Musing says, Kempire, you are adjourned. I do not take that title, but I appreciate it. If you really want clarity on the corruption of Roc Nation and others, they have targeted Nicki, do the research. Well, we've talked about that, but I will say this. We've talked a little bit about that already in the previous video. However, I will say this. Either way, even if they've been targeting Nicki Minaj, going on social media with rants that are not coherent doesn't make you look good. It doesn't make you look good. If you're going to go to social media, go to social media. The same, you see how Nessa laid all that out? That's how you go to social media. It was clear. It was concise. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's what I would want Nicki Minaj to do. Again, she has every right to go to social media and do what she wants. But people also have a right to react the way that they want to react to how she's acting on social media. And I feel like this happens every few months. And I feel like that takes away from her own legacy. T-Nun says, can you do a dive on Desiree Perez's ascent to power at Roc Nation? I should, because I know a little, not a little bit, I know quite a few things about it. I can't speak on it right now because I don't have all the details in front of me. But we did talk, if you're just joining us, we did talk a little bit about Desiree Perez and her being a DEA informant, her breaking her probation and serving time. And then she was recently pardoned. Well, not recently, the last administration, meaning when Trump was first in office, before he left office, he had pardoned. She was one of the people that he pardoned. How did that happen? Well, the speculation here that Nessa's pointing out is because the NFL and the partnership with Roc Nation and the NFL and their close ties to the Trump administration. So I wanted to give you guys a quick update on that, but let's take some Q&A and then I'm going to go just because I have more work to do that's outside of this. If you aren't subscribed, be sure to subscribe. If you're watching the replay of this, be sure to share your thoughts in the chat, in the comment section. Veronique says, why do you think that big fish get irritated with minnows? I don't know what you mean, Veronique. I think I know what you mean, but I don't want to assume. What can you just put that in just layman's for me? Thank you. All right. Let me just see. Okay. Tears of Joy says, Ken, did you see that Comey was fired by the... Tears of Joy, you may have just joined us. I actually started this live talking about Maureen Comey being fired from the DOJ. We even examined the possibility as to why. So we did talk about that. Elle says, minnows are tiny fish. Well, thank you for breaking that down. Kempire, when do you sleep? The hardest working man out here. I mean, this is why I'm limiting the amount of time that I'm staying up here so I can go finish some stuff up, then take a shower and go to bed. I don't know. And this is what I talked about in the first video in regards to the question from before. I don't know why Nicki Minaj, and I said this not just about Nicki Minaj. I said the same thing about Cardi as well. I don't understand with all the greatness that they both have achieved, why they come to the internet and respond to fans the way that they respond to people that might be critical of them. And I get it. They're artists. This is what makes them artists, is that they are sensitive. But this is where you have the amount of people and team to be like, you know what? I'm not going to do social media. You do social media for me. All right. Do you think Nicki genuinely cares about what's going on in the industry or only when it affects her? I mean, I don't know Nicki Minaj to say that she doesn't care about what's happening in the industry, because there are examples of Nicki Minaj doing good. You know what I mean? And I wish we could focus on just that. And because I feel like there's moments where we're celebrating Nicki Minaj breaking records and doing good and paying for people to go to school and college. And then we have all this other stuff and it takes away from that. You know what I mean? Blanche says that Nicki only speaks about issues when they affect her. But here's the thing too. Let me play devil's advocate. What affects her at her level? Can you imagine how it affects people that are not at her level? So her fighting for that is definitely going to help other people. If I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Kay Avery says only when it affects her. We're doing Q&A, everyone. If you missed it, I gave you the full update. Just rewind back. I don't want to repeat everything that I just reported on. Tisa Joy says, now that she's fired, do you think that Trump will pardon the diddler? Seems like the avenue is open now. I mean, regardless, if Maureen Comey was still in place, she can't control whether or not Trump pardoned someone. You should read Demaree's case against her mother. It will explain and correlate with Nicki has said for years, allegedly. Again, what I'm saying in regards, I'm not saying what Nicki has said on social media is not true. I just wish if she's going to say it, that she clearly says it. A lot of times when Nicki goes to social media, a lot of it comes out as incoherent. It doesn't come out clear. We just read Nessa's issues with Roc Nation and Jay-Z. It was clear, it was concise. She even had screenshots. What would you do if you were Nicki's manager? I would say, girl, don't be on social media. You don't need to be on social media. If you feel like you're owed millions of dollars, let's talk to some attorneys. If there are people that you want to, if you feel like you need to speak out, let's make sure we have a publicist that's going to write these up so it's clear, concise, and then post it on social media. I wouldn't let her do it herself. And I wouldn't let her go on radio and do her station radio either. But that would be me if I was her manager. And then there's those other things, because we can't forget. Like, we have to think about everything that Nicki has been saying over the last few weeks. She has some points. Don't get me wrong. There are some Nicki points, but then there are those things when she was talking about SZA's body, when she was talking about the Megan situation. Like, it's like, okay, are you trying to help other artists or are you not? Jenna says, I get most of my news from Kemp. Is that okay? I mean, at least I try to do some research and I try to make sure that I'm not misleading you guys. I can't say the same for everybody. And when I say that, I'm not talking about content creators. I'm talking about the mainstream media. Wait, she was talking about, yeah, there was a little bit of that. Nicki seems low-key scared and trying to gain attention in case something happens. You think? Maybe. This is actually hip hop, y'all, and she is not Mother Teresa. What you get with Nicki is what you get, and she's raw with it. Well, here's the thing. She can be raw with it, but she's also going to have to deal with people are going to have opinions on how she presents herself. Someone says, I'm trying to understand what's telling the Barbs going to do. Well, her Barbs are, I don't know if I'm going to say the Barbs are influential, but they're massive. PF says, well, a manager wouldn't have dictation on what she chooses to do on her own time. At the end of the day, as someone that was a music manager, they can't control what Nicki decides to do. However, please understand, a manager will be like, yeah, take that down. Yeah, no, you shouldn't say that. A manager is encompassed in all aspects of your life. Please understand. She doesn't have to listen to them. However, that's why you have a team. A Ooh, what? Her fans harassed women and young children the way that YouTuber had to move because of the things they said about her child. Your fan base reflects you to a certain extent. I can agree with that. I could definitely agree with that. Jennifer says Jay-Z said to move on from kneeling after Cap settled his case with the NFL and took the money to not say another word about them. It is the reason Nessa speaks for him and he never discusses it, which I can appreciate. I can definitely appreciate Nessa coming out in his defense. Because I think people have forgotten, because I remember that when he said that during the press conference, Jay-Z, that he thinks that it's time to move on. And it was clear the NFL used this black man to sort of help, because Kaepernick's movement, the kneeling movement, and his story really was gaining traction. Thank you, Jenna. Yes, she's a Kempire's fan base is bomb, and we reflect how awesome he is. Thank you. We do have a very good community. Barbs and all, right? We got barbs that are part of our community. Guys, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. We wanted to give you an update on Maureen Comey, the lead prosecutor in the Diddy trial. We also wanted to give you an update on Nessa, Colin Kaepernick's wife, coming to his defense and defending Nicki Minaj as well, saying that, yeah, Jay-Z, Roc Nation, Desiree Perez, this is what they do. It's a smear campaign. That can be true, but also some of the things that Nicki Minaj has said on social media could be also unnecessary. Okay? Jenna says, Barbs and Kenya stands. Yeah, we got them all here. Gary says, it was time to move on. If he took the money and signed whatever he signed, why should that stop anyone else's money? Some might say that. Let me see. Miss Melanie Magic says, Kim, do you remember her going off on Garcelle for an interview on the... Oh, yes, Nicki Minaj. Like again, there's so many examples. Yeah, Nicki Minaj could be right about one thing, but she could also be wrong about a bunch of other stuff. I almost completely forgot about that. That wasn't that long ago. Nicki Minaj going off on Garcelle. Nicki was calling Diddy her son's godfather and said that he paid for her child's birthday party 2 years ago, but want to talk about others. Come away from me. Is her brother not in prison? Is she not married to a man that can't even go near schools? Yes. And yes, I still stand with Kaepernick. I still don't watch. Look at her latest tweet. Whose latest tweet? Nessa's or Nicki Minaj? Oh, it must be Nicki Minaj. What did Nicki say now? Oh, 2 minutes ago. Oh, so Nicki Minaj, we got breaking news. 2 minutes ago posted this. You forgot one. Desiree Perez, Roc Nation CEO. Okay, wait, hold on. So she retweets this tweet from Pop Fusion headquarters saying every celebrity that Nicki has either shaded, argued, beefed, or had tension with. Let me go to that tweet. So there's Lil' Kim, there's Remy Ma, there's Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, Travis Scott. Not Travis Scott, Kylie's daughter is also listed here. What did she say about Truth? Well, not Truth. What's in this? Stormy. What did she say about Stormy? Can you guys remind me? Lotto, Mariah Carey, Taylor Swift? Where's Miley Cyrus? Miley Cyrus should be on here too. Beyonce, Jay-Z, SZA. I don't remember her saying anything about Travis Scott's daughter. You guys will have to remind me. I can't keep up with everything. But, I mean, they're missing a few people here. So Nicki reposts this where Pop Fusion says every celebrity that Nicki Minaj has either shaded, argued, beefed, or had tension with so far. So Nicki reposts that and said, you forgot one, Desiree Perez, Roc Nation CEO. But she's not a celebrity, technically. And she posted a picture of Desiree Perez. She says, now do another one for every person who accused Roc Nation or Jay-Z of shady business practices. This is breaking news for those that are just joining us. Nicki then says, do another one for every rapper who says they were blackballed or worse due to these weak people who stand behind badges in order to steal money from people allegedly. Do another one for every artist they allegedly stole from other companies by way of unethical business practices. Mind you, though, if Roc Nation doesn't sue her for defamation, does it mean this is true? Do another one for every company Jay-Z with his 55, wait, she says in parentheses, with his 55 and insecure ASS sits on the board of, and how it could be a conflict of interest. She then says, do another one for all the things Desiree Perez is accused of doing to her daughter. And then she tags the daughter. Do another one for every blog who didn't post about Desiree Perez's daughter or Jay-Z's paternity test stuff, but posted seemingly all at the exact same time about anything they thought could hurt many other people's families. Well, I mean, this is a little, this is a little more clear and concise. I asked for clear and concise, didn't I? I asked for clear and concise. This is clear and concise. But then I'm also wondering, what is the end goal? You know what I mean? What is the end goal? I mean, she has a point in regards to the Desiree Perez stuff. It actually is a very interesting story. I might have to take some time tomorrow and unpack it for you guys. But I have to still, you know, Google and confirm and do all the things. But so for those that are just joining us, we have some breaking news that Nikki decided to repost this post from Pop Fusion where they showed a, you know, all the people that Nicki Minaj has either shaded, argued, beefed, or had tension with so far. They missed a couple of people, but whatever. She then reposts it and with a picture of Desiree Perez, the CEO of Roc Nation, and says, you forgot one. Desiree Perez, Roc Nation CEO. But she's not really a celebrity, so. Now do another one for every person who accused Roc Nation or Jay-Z of shady business practices. Do another one for every rapper who says that they were blackballed or worse due to these weak people who stand behind badges in order to steal money from people allegedly. Do another one for every artist they allegedly stole from other companies by way of unethical business practices. Monique says, you did ask for clarity, Kemp. Hold on, wait. Monique says, you did ask for clarity, Kemp. Nikki just called into Kempire to talk to you. Lord. Oh, so, no, I mean, this is clearer than it's been. Come on, for those that are just joining us. She continues, Nikki continues in her post. She says, do another one for every artist they allegedly stole from other companies by way of unethical business practices. Do another one for every company Jay-Z, then she puts in parentheses, with his 55 and insecure ASS, sits on the board of, and how it could be a conflict of interest. Nikki, what do you know? What do you know? Do another one for all the things Desiree Perez is accused of doing to her daughter. Desiree Perez, again, the CEO of Roc Nation. I'm just going to say allegedly. This is all coming from Nicki Minaj. I am not involved. Okay. Do another one for every blog who didn't post about Desiree Perez's daughter or Jay-Z's paternity test stuff, but posted seemingly all at the exact same time about anything that they could hurt many other people's families. Is she talking about her family? Probably. I have seen the Jay-Z paternity test stuff. I didn't report on that just because I feel like that's been an ongoing story. I felt like if something new came out where Jay-Z had actually submitted to the paternity test or there was something groundbreaking, but we've been following that story for a long time and nothing really groundbreaking to my knowledge has come out. Jenna says, Kemp, I thought I saw your billionaire behind you. Just my eyes sleepy, I guess. That would freak me out. I'm like, ain't nobody supposed to be here. Okay. Brooklyn says, Jay-Z can't sue her. Suing is not a part of rap unless if you're Drake. Well, no. We have to remember, Jay-Z is no longer a street rapper. He is now a multi-million dollar executive. So he's not against suing because he was suing Tony Busby for defamation. So he's not against it. I feel like Nikki, and this is probably why some people are frustrated with her, because it feels like, again, she's not clear or concise, except here, she was clear and concise. But at the same time, she's not fully saying what she knows. And again, that could be for legal reasons. That could be to protect herself and her family. I don't know. But now I want to know. We're going to continue to follow this story, everyone, if you're just joining us. If you're watching the replay of this, be sure to let me know your thoughts in the comment section. But although, as I said before, Nikki has points. However, there are some other things that Nikki has said that I don't agree with. So I will stand on that. Let me see. Okay. Any last minute questions, guys? Because as I said before, I have another thing that I need to do before going to bed. But be sure to check out the last video that I did talking about the beef between Nicki Minaj and SZA and how that played out. I gave you an update in regards to that. TDE's Punch, who's a former manager of SZA, did come out and said he doesn't know where this is coming from. The Broken Barbie song that he posted about yesterday didn't have to do with Nicki Minaj. It has to do with their artists. He also said Nicki asked to collab with SZA back in 2020, but she was in album mode, and that was the last communication. So Patrick says she's exposing. This is only the start. Well, I'm buckled up. Once she starts getting us some more information, because first of all, this list that she posted are pretty damning, but I need to know more. Like, what company is Jay-Z on the board of that he has a conflict of interest? Look, Brooklyn is not that fond of Jay-Z and what he did with Barclays. Keep that in mind, too. Oh, hold on. Thank you, Paula, for this. Paula says, Kempire, if you're interested and have the time, Pam Esquire, the legal intellect? I can't remember. I apologize. Pam Esquire did a deep dive on Demarit's lawsuit and claims against Desiree. I'll say there was video proof of the abuse. Quite sad. Oh, thank you for that. I'm going to look into that because I wasn't familiar with that. All she did at this point was name drop. I mean, look, where is this information coming from? How does she know any of this? Some of this stuff. Some of the stuff is public in regards to, like you saw what Paula just said in regards to the lawsuit. And say, are we scared to answer certain things, or is the receipts not enough? Love you, Kim. What do you mean, Angie? Nikki does seem to be a little unhinged. However, two things can... Exactly, Jen. That's what I'm saying. Two things can be true. Again, I don't agree with everything Nikki has said. However, I will say what she pointed out here and what Nessa, you know, Hot 97 radio personality, came out and said. I was like, well, yeah, that did happen. That did happen. Musing says that Punch is lying. Possible. Like, is there any proof? Look, I don't know. Okay. Yep. See, luxury soft girl says, I'm from Brooklyn, born and raised. And yes, that Barclays thing pissed us off, but he's still one of my favorite rappers. Is he a saint? No, but none of them are, including her. Well, that's true. But that Brooklyn stuff is still affecting that Brooklyn neighborhood to this day. You walk around that neighborhood. I remember I used to record not too far. I used to always go to the Fort Greene area to record when I was a recording artist. And that area looks completely different. Completely different. Thank you, Mimi. Yes. All right, y'all. One more question. Make it a good one. And then I'm going to get out of here. Jennifer says a broken clock is right twice a day, but I wouldn't plan my day around. Yeah. Yeah. Funky says it's unrecognizable and it's pushed out a lot of people. Deslin says Jay-Z is not a saint. Well, none of us are saints. Hey, Angel, I didn't even see you in here. Well, I did. I saw your comment from earlier. Angel says, is it true? Do you think that it will hold up Jay-Z from the casino in Times Square? You know, okay, can we just talk a little witchy for a hot second? For those that might be new here, we talk astrology and things like that. There have been multiple psychics that say in 2026, Jay-Z is going to see, allegedly, for entertainment purposes only, his downfall. I know we saw a little inkling of that, but he reigned supreme over that this year. There are psychics, multiple psychics, that have said they see the downfall of Jay-Z in 2026. Jay says that Jay was used with the Barclays stuff. Nessa, Colin Kaepernick's wife, is saying that this is exactly what he did when it comes to the NFL. He was used to paint a different picture about the NFL during the whole Colin Kaepernick taking a knee. See, Musing says, Anessa's posts would not be posted by the blogs. They are paid by Roc Nation. But I'm posting it. I'm talking about it. We try to be fair. We can't always be fair, but we tried to be. But I said, let me talk about it now because you never know. Tomorrow might be too busy for me to talk about it. Yes, SD, you see my crystal all the way? You know, I got a bunch of crystals, but that's one of my big ones back there. That's pink amethyst. Yeah, Sloan Bella was one of the psychics. Well, she was one of the first psychics to mention the downfall of JC in 2026. So, Veronique says, is that a prediction from Cat Williams? No. Oh, well, maybe. I don't remember what everything he said. All right, guys, I appreciate everyone. No matter if we disagree, there's always a way about sharing your opinion. That goes for the replay crew as well. You don't have to agree with each other, but no fighting. That's when you get blocked here on the channel. We don't block a lot of people. It takes a lot to get blocked, but don't argue with people about their opinion. Share your opinion and move on, but be respectful in how you share your opinion. Kiara says, can't run forever. Ooh. Jay says, if Roc Nation controls the blogs, we wouldn't ever see negative posts about them. Exactly. It doesn't mean that they don't work with certain blogs or media outlets, but that's the same with some of your favorite media outlets, guys. We've talked about this. If you're not new here, we talked about this. There are a lot of media outlets that have very close relationships with networks and celebrities. They do. That's why you have to be very mindful of the information that you take in. That's why Jay-Z is buddy-buddy with these powerful white folks to protect him. Mm. Tanae says, leave Beyonce out of it. Well, from what I hear, Beyonce, don't be surprised if you see a separation of those two next year. And that's supposed will not be... Wait, we already read that one. Let's not spam, okay, in the chat. All right, guys, I'm going to go. But again, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. We're so close to 300 likes. Be sure to like the video. Don't forget to subscribe to the Kempire Podcast because I am going to include the audio from tonight's live and I will include the audio from the post that I did earlier on the podcast. So if you want a one-stop shop, subscribe to the Kempire Podcast. I will be recapping Real Housewives of Miami tomorrow, so stay tuned for that tomorrow afternoon. That's part of the reason why I said let me go live now and talk about this latest update from Nessa, Colin Kaepernick's wife, weighing in and defending Nicki Minaj. All right, guys, I appreciate you all being here. Everyone have a great rest of your evening. Thank you for watching and, of course, for listening.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. As always, you can hear Kempire on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. More information can be found on KempireRadio.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.